grandpa, father, mother, and some kids. They're the best ones because they're not there to party like that, you know. But this has just got out of hand, and we're just sick and fed up with it. And I'm asking you not to approve this nightly rental. Put a stop to it because it's never going to change. There's nobody to call at night and stop these people. That's my input. Thank you.
Thank you. I think, is that everyone that wanted to speak?
Would it be approved if I come up as well and address some of the concerns?
You're not the applicant, so. You attempted to earlier, so. Any responses back, or, I mean, you're new to the game, so.
Yeah, real new. I've had yearly rentals since 2006, but not nightly.
Yeah.
So, unless you got questions for me.
No? Do you guys have any?
I've got a question on the parking. This diagram we've got in here, I don't think that's doable, is it? Put 8 vehicles in that driveway?
7 is what?
You need 7. So.
No, 6.
Well, that's what I mean. It.
4 in the driveway.
Sir, you had your time.
Property highlighted, if you look
process.
At the 2 vehicles sitting there, you could put 4 in the driveway, 2 in the garage. That's a total of 6, correct?
Right,
how do
right.
you get 8? Where do you put the other 2?
Well, you need 7 with 6 bedding.
Huh?
Well, I need 7.
So if it could only limit, and I don't know how it came through. I cannot answer how it came through as a 6 bedroom in February 2017 when we took over when Bob left. But, if it has 6 parking, then you have the option to limit it to a 5 parking, which would match the 6 parking. If you don't feel that there's a 7th parking spot. How did we reach that?
There was how many bedrooms?
Shown.
I don't agree with that, that part.
A 6 bedroom?
So can it stay a 6 bedroom and just mandate 6 parking spots?
You could mandate just 6 parking spots. It seemed like you did that on the one. The one that had the garages next to each other, you would limit it to parking.
Yeah.
Yes, you did do that on one previous.
Okay, so we're going to try the new process here, unless there's other questions for the applicant, but...
How can you address the noise issue
and
partying all night long?
I mean, of course, you can't. It depends on who's there. I mean, let's say I live there and I have friends over and we're outside playing cornhole and having fun and it's 11 o'clock, we're going to be making as much noise as anybody else, but when we're told to quiet down, we'll quiet down. So it depends on the person staying there.
Right, the time limit was 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. I mean,
he's mentioned on multiple places that they need to bring everything inside at 10 o'clock. And again, my cell phone number.
Sir, I need you to not speak,
yes,
please.
Sorry.
You asked once and you've already had your time, so it's up to the applicant.
Oh, right now. With the management company.
Yeah.
He should have that information. I don't mind putting my own on there. There are cameras on the house on the outside. We can monitor those. Try to monitor them a little bit closely. And
it's just a tough deal. And I live out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I live on the lower street. And that's an awesome deck that's on the back there. So everyone gravitates to that back deck to stay on. And I don't blame them because it's long and, you know, it's got a good view out that way. But I live down and over to the right. And I hear what comes from that house. So it's not just the local rent. It's just, it sort of is what it is. It's a house with a huge back deck, and everybody just goes back there to do their thing, is what happens, unfortunately, after 10 o'clock. So
Doug, to help answer your question, we have the ability to revoke a special use nightly rental permit if I continue. And only recently did I get a complaint, and it's in that folder for the current owner. But at all these meetings, I always continue to hear, and I've met with two or three people and told them that they need to get those complaints to us. Otherwise, we have no idea. I mean, they just don't think anything would happen. But if a single unit continued to get complaints, and we addressed it, and it continued to get complaints, and it wasn't addressed, we would have to consider revoking that permit. So that's the ultimately what could happen if they just ignored trying to rectify the noise problem. But we have to get notified of those. We're not going to be able to go out there and catch them.
Yeah. So are we ready to go over the document? You guys should just really look through it and see if there's, if you feel comfortable that the answer is yes to all of these, then we can consider a motion to approve. If there's anything that stands out that we need to discuss before a vote on a potential issue.
I got a question. I mean, we need to use today's standards to judge this one by, and just because it went through in 2017 without a buffer, there's nothing between the houses. I mean, the neighbor, I'm Southern. I mean, I believe y'all be able to do whatever you want with your place as long as it doesn't injure your neighbor, but look to me like the neighbor's been injured. And maybe there ought to be some kind of buffer, some way to try to cut the noise. And I agree with Scott. You know, we need to know when there's issues. That way something can be done if we can revoke the permits. I mean, you can't call us and have us go, you got to call the cop, but we need to know. Because that would be my first question is, how many complaints have we had about this unit over the past year?
I've got one. It's just recently, and it's in that folder.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many times have people been unhappy, but there hasn't been a complaint filed, so we don't know.
Can I ask
this, I'm hearing from this gentleman, you know, it goes on, and it's been a lot. And, you know, if we had a record of 8 or 10 complaints on this thing, it'd be real easy for me to make up my mind. Anyway, I'm done.
Yeah, more or less. But I agree with, from a neighborhood standpoint. That...
So my question would be, when you mentioned buffer, so what kind of buffer could be put between those two houses because of the way the land falls and there's no really distance between the houses. You know, it says 25 feet, it's like 13 feet between the houses.
Well, the appendix that buffer's under allows the Planning Commission to do a wall, a fence, bushes, any other item they deem appropriate for a buffer. And we've gone over and over and over that, so they understand that. So you wouldn't have to present, and we did this on another one. You really have to go back to the HOA and negotiate what you can do, because it's not, I can just put this in on my property. They control that property, and they have to actually approve. So you have sent somebody out the door to seek approval with the HOA and come back to you to see if that was a sufficient buffer, if you remember.
The problem to his point, though, is it is a pretty significant drop.
No matter, elevation drop.
So I don't, even if you, unless you put 20-foot trees up there or something, it wouldn't really affect. And probably it would just look bad, honestly, compared to the rest of the neighborhood to do something like that. And it's not this gentleman's fault. He's just trying to, you know, buy the property and continue. And there's only one complaint in the file.
Yeah.
So there's not, from our perspective, much.
Well, I believe the gentleman in the office proposed it more than one time.
Yeah. So with that, look, you know, reviewing the six items that we've got to consider, very specifically F is the general compatibility with adjacent properties, other properties in the district, the general safety, health, comfort, general welfare, and with the standards for the development and these regulations. So, as mentioned earlier, that's where it really comes to, is it compatible with a house that close next door and that has such a large deck on the back to be a nightly rental, even though it was approved before.
Scott, could you pull that up again, the nightly rentals, and that's what it is? The closest one to it would be across the road, 2 houses down.
Right down here, I mean, there's one on the same street.
Yeah.
There's one catty corner on the other street.
That's down on the
Down on the lower level.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's only two on this street. Yes.
Ma'am?
You can...
How many bedrooms is this house?
Six.
Six.
Which is where the 7 parking spaces comes in.
Yeah.
But that could be limited if easy. And they're saying they advertise it that way, is six cars.
They advertise it for 6 parking?
Six bedroom, but 6 parking. So based on section 2.3, did we have enough information for more discussion or someone to make a motion? The issue, Scott, though, is if it's voted, if we didn't deny this application, it still stays...
specifically with this application,
it still stays a nightmare.
Oh, it'll stay a nightmare. But what's different with this one that makes it not compatible with the one before? We would need to know that, because that's what he would be going to Board of Adjustment if he appealed in the court.
From my feedback,
you deemed that this one was not compatible compared to the other one.
Feedback from the adjacent owners. Any other comments? Somebody want to step forward?
You don't have any plans to live here permanently. It's strictly coming down for vacationing and as an income property for nightly rental.
At this point, yes. Living here could be in the future when I retire.
So what you were mentioning was the general safety, health, and comfort, and general welfare of the community? Is that what you just mentioned?
Compatibility with adjacent properties. And Scott was like, what's the difference? And I think
part of that makes it not compatible? We'd have to fill that in.
Just my opinion. I think when this, and I don't remember, being here when this came through, I may have been. But